Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The doctors, wrong. The lawyers, wrong. The fortune tellers, wrong. The psychics, wrong.
You my parents, wrong.
The haters, wrong. Because
you
guess
said
what?
We couldn't do it, losers.
Yeah.
Well, look at us.
Look at us. It's episode 100 of Monster Jack. I'm at Boosie's. And guess what? Today we are talking about All-Star Weekend because it kicks off on Friday. And we've got a few new faces in a few new places. And we're going to be breaking down the state of the Bucks with Anscape and ESPN. And ESPN's. That's on the zone I am.
We're moving backwards.
Here we go. They said it couldn't be done because the host did not know what ESPN was. And ESPN's Martezzi Johnson on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is a Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties episode 100.
With five, he's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Oh, man. What a time. What a time. We're basking in the light of a century of episodes. We couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, my
all.
God.
Thank you so much for listening and bearing witness to the greatness that is Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties. We really appreciate the love and support because we wouldn't have gotten here without you.
Yeah.
That. And
without you saying like that we couldn't do it because that is
exactly.
What motivated us.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we do push-ups. We do two push-ups in front of a quote that we printed up from an Apple review. And we're like, one, two, yes, I'm thoroughly motivated. But yes, welcome, Martezzi Johnson to
our special
100th episode. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
No, it's my pleasure. That was a flawless opening.
Thank you.
I loved everything about that. I was not prepared for that, but that's flawless. No,
what is it like working with ESPN?
I
never heard it. They sound fun.
It sounds like a pharmaceutical company. It's great.
Right? Yeah.
We price gouge and we take advantage of the less vulnerable in this country. So
yeah, it sounds like it's like the new kind of EpiPen. You're like, oh, you got that S pen? Yeah. Well, I'm allergic to cashews, so please make sure you have it on hand. Yeah, I mean, look, I heard Spike Lee once told you that you are the future. In fact, is this true?
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't like to boast a lot. I don't want to be known as kind of a narcissist, but that one, I'm holding on to that for the rest of my life. It has not come out yet. I think it comes out probably next fall, but I was interviewed for the Colin Kaepernick documentary for ESPN that Spike Lee directed. And so I got to go to Brooklyn and go to a studio and record with him. And I tell people this all the time. I want to think that Spike knew, read all my work and was just so impressed that he said, you right. are the future. I think he just meant you as in young people are the future of this, but
he meant me
in particular. But
also I got to say, like, an impressive turnaround between, like, I don't like to brag and then bragging. It's like it's up there with Rapper's Delight. I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on breakfast toast. Like, just,
exactly,
you know, from one sentence to the next.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I felt like an asshole saying it, but I was like, you know, whatever. Let's just roll with
it. It's just a disclaimer, you know.
I believe Martenzi is the future.
Yeah.
That's what he
said.
Treat
him right and he will lead the way.
Thank you.
Please lead the way,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I actually need to start taking that more literally, because actually I was once in a group of like young people with like a state like senator, and they're like, and you guys are the future. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to put that on my bio.
Oh my God.
I'm like, did y'all hear that? I don't know about you.
He's obsessed with me.
I said, I'm the future. I'm like, I barely have any stuff out right now, but you could tell.
Oh. Wow. That's crazy. Something about
you. Thank you so. Oh, you know who actually said that? It was actually House of Representatives. It was Elijah Cummings who told. Yeah. Like, this was,
I could tell.
No, this is like, which is wild. Civil rights icon Elijah Cummings. Yeah. I remember this was like when I was working in politics, and it was like me and a group of young political activists, like consultant type people, and he's like, "And you guys are the future." And I remember I said, "I'm like, I need to put that on my bio, Elijah Cummings. You are the future. Thank you so much." Rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Anyway, welcome to the show. I guess we should just start talking at the state of the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, 4-6 over the last 10. I'm like, is everything okay? I was asking Jabari before the show, I'm like, is this panic time or is this a Doc Rivers bias?
Yeah. Let me just start by saying Jabari did not tell me we'd be talking about Bucks. And if he had told me that, I would have not come on here because that was a sore spot for me. He mentioned none of this. But yeah, it's not good is the best way to put it. Like you said, they're 2-5, I think, since I got there. They weren't playing exactly great before, but at least the record was better. So before it was the process was bad, but the results were great. And now the results are bad. And according to people in Milwaukee, the process is great. I missed some of the games, but like if you're losing, I don't think the process is all that great. But for the game I saw last, I don't remember. I think that was the Hornets, which, yeah, woo! Whatever. But
when we saw the Nasty?
The Sham guy.
The Sham guy, the Smitty?
Put some respect on Thanasis's name.
Yes.
I know people like to pick on him, but yeah, he shows you can't actually ball. He's a real NBA player.
Yeah.
He's just the 15th man.
Yeah. I got to say, like, so I'm a Sixers fan. I remember when we exported James Harden to the Clippers, they had a rough start, and then the 76ers-ness kind of washed off of him through repetition. Yeah. And now they're one of the best teams in the league. So I will just say, sometimes it takes a 76ers export a couple reps to just like get the negative energy off of them.
Uh-huh.
And so I would give yourself a little bit of time, maybe a couple more games, and then you're going to go on like a wild winning streak.
Is this a metaphor about Pat Bev or Doc Rivers?
Doc Rivers.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I remember the last time I was like, see, when James Harden went there, I was like, see, he's not that. And then, of course, they become one of the best teams.
He's good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
And I knew he was good. I knew he was good last season.
Y'all are just haters.
Little counter. I mean, we've seen James Harden be great in a regular season, and then it's the same old story in the playoffs. So, like, you know, wait until June before you completely buy into your theory that he washed all the 76ers off of him. But it's not great for the Bucks that you have to not only fire your coach midseason, but then hire a completely new one. I didn't even go the interim route. They was like, no, we're going to completely
clean break.
Clean break, replace everything with Doc Rivers, which, I mean, obviously he's had success. If you win a championship in the NBA, only so many people can say that. But at the same time, I don't know how to put this other than I don't like his vibe.
Mm-hmm. I believe Doc Rivers is the future.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, even how he got here, if you believe the Athletic's reporting, but if he can, if we can give it some time, 7 games is not enough, I don't think.
Right.
I mean, Adrian Griffin got 30 some odd games. So, you know, give it some time. But I didn't like what I saw in the beginning of the season, even when they went on that win streak with a lot of those, like one of those games, I believe, was the one that Dame hit the game winner. So there's a lot to want more from this team. Obviously, the partnership of him and Dame, the health of Chris Middleton, is Brook Lopez still a defensive stalwart? Is still a question. But if they have stability now, if the players believe in their coach, which it was clear even before day one, it felt like that they did not believe in Adrian Griffin. There can be some optimism. But until then, it looks rough.
Yeah. I do love just talking about each party believing in the other.
Right.
I did love this felt very familiar to me as a Sixers fan when Doc was like, and I wouldn't wish this assignment on my worst enemy having to coach this team.
You see what I mean?
He didn't say it about the team in particular. He was like having to pick up a new, but it just felt like, I don't know, maybe I would be like, God, I'm getting to coach the best player in the world. Like on this. And then like one of the most clutch players and greatest scorers of the past 20 years. I wouldn't wish
that on my enemy.
Yeah. I feel like I'm waking up from a dream. Like this is amazing. So I can see how that might like rub people the wrong way, but then sometimes maybe you need that initial, like, who does this man think he is to get all the energy right, so that they don't feel like they've got a coach that they can just like push around and cancel out.
Yeah. They, like you said, they sort of needed someone in charge. Before Adrian Griffin got fired, Giannis is on the bench drawing up plays. We heard the reporting that he would just ignore whatever Adrian was telling him to do. He's arguing with the coach of when he goes in and out of the game. Bobby Portis, I believe, snapped on him at least more than once, including at the in-season tournament. So it's like, if you don't have the respect of your players, they won in spite of that. So kudos to them. But if you don't have the respect of your players, like, right now, it's fine. It's a regular season, but you're going to need that in the postseason. So maybe it was good that the Bucks cut bait already. But like I said, it's just bad vibes all around for this team to have gotten to this point, to have gone through essentially 3 coaches, and it's only been like 8 months. It's just not good.
Were you surprised how quickly they showed Adrian the door? Or were you like, it's coming based on sort of what you're meeting? Because if the reporting also was true, was that it wasn't so much that they wanted him. They just didn't want Nick Nurse. So it was like, well, do you want anybody? Or just more like, I can tolerate this coach. And maybe from there, that means the clock starts ticking because just that level of respect or, you know, whatever just isn't there to have a team, you know, humming along.
Yeah, I was only shocked by it because before Doc Rivers popped up, I didn't think that they would do the interim route because you're essentially throwing a season away by doing that. Like Joe Prunty, like, I mean, he's helped the Bucks a little in the past, but like he's not exactly championship coach. So I just assume they'll just ride it out. And if things don't get better, if there's another first or second round exit, then okay, then it's over. You can restart it fresh. But I didn't think that they would do it midseason because you'd be punting on the season. Now, when Doc came, I was like, okay, that makes more sense because he at least has a proven coach here. And I think you needed probably a championship or Eastern Western Conference championship caliber coach to do that. And so they got that. But no, I thought they would just ride it out just for a simple fact. It's like, he's new. You all knew that, right? You knew that when you hired him, when Giannis resigned, when you got Dame, you knew that you were dealing with a freshman coach. So like, why give up so easily if you knew that this was going to be a process? So that was the surprising part. But again, once I saw Doc Rivers' name pop up as a possibility, I was like, oh yeah, they're going with Doc, because you wouldn't fire someone if you didn't have a plan. At least I don't think you.
Right. Yeah. Right. Especially with all these players that you've already, you know, have in place. And yeah, you can't really waste time. And what about?
And I mean, it's actually impossible not to hire. Once you have the idea that we might hire Doc Rivers, it's actually impossible not to hire him. That's actually been proven.
Yeah,
it's like
science.
A Harry Potter thing.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a law of physics, I think. Now, what about Dame? Are you? How are you feeling about Dame? I mean, you know, he has his moments. He also does really well in like in the postseason and things like that. Yeah. But are you? You know, what's your assessment so far? Does it feel like that was the right move and we just need to let it work out? Or you kind of be like, we'll see.
Yeah. So I'm impartial to Drew Holiday because just watching him play defense for the last 3 years, like, I don't think there's just anyone better as far as the point guard to do it. So you don't want to give that up.
Right.
At the same time, it's Dame Lillard. Like, you kind of right. have to do it. And not to mention with Chris Middleton, this injury aside recently, like, he's almost literally on his last legs. And as we've seen this year, he's not capable of being the consistent number two scorer that he should right. be. And so that would have thrown Drew Holiday into that position. And regular season aside, like, Drew ain't that good at doing that in the playoffs. And so you couldn't run it back like you did last year and really the year before with Drew as your number two option. So they had to get someone. If it's Dame, by all means. Now, does he leave some stuff to the imagination on the defensive side? Absolutely. And yeah. that's part of the problems that they're having here is he does not try. I've seen him try in spurts, but most of the time he's not trying. So that impacts them a lot. And so the defense is not exactly terrible because they're middle of the pack, but it's not what it's been for the last 5 years under Budenholzer. So that's not great. But at this point, with how he's playing defense, with how Beasley's playing defense, again, I mentioned Brook Lopez, who I thought was defensive player of the year last year, didn't win it, whatever. He's not that this year. People can score on him in, at the rim with ease compared to what they used to. It's going to take Dame time all throughout the postseason for the Bucks to even have a chance, I think, because the defense ain't going to be there. So at least score 120, 125 points a game. That's right. all they got. And we've seen spurts of Dame time. Obviously, the game winner, I think, against the Kings, if I recall correctly. But he's going to need to do that day in, day out once they get to April and May, because if not, if you thought it was bad last year, losing in the first round to the AC, it'd be worse this year.
Right. And I guess one word to describe Pat Beverly on the Bucks.
And there it was. That was the word.
And there it was.
It was more of a sound. It was the utterance.
It didn't have to be a word. It could be an energetic, you know, something that describes a feeling, you know, something abstract. Yeah. That was fine.
Yeah. It's two words, but game two. Let me just see what he does in the second game.
Yeah.
Rather than just running off the high of his debut the other night, again, against the Hornets. But yeah, but game two.
Hey, he was drawing up some plays, it looked like. You know, he's in there. He's dedicated. So we'd like to see it.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Come back. We'll talk some All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's some things happening, I guess, this All-Star Weekend. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back.
We're back.
This is our 100th episode on this.
Yep.
You know, our 100th episode feels appropriate to reflect on an equally impressive 100, the time Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 in a single game. The 62nd anniversary is coming up. And just as nobody thought it was possible for a weekly basketball podcast to make it to 100 episodes.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of people didn't think a single NBA player would make it to 100. But the stuff that we, like, there's a lot we don't know about that game. But I was actually reading through the stuff we do know. There were 4,000 people in attendance, which is wild, which is like half of the arena. It happened in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The game held the record for most points scored by both teams, is currently fourth all time in regulation points. And the Knicks started fouling other players to keep Wilt from scoring. It was like a reverse hack-a-shack,
right,
where they would foul anyone else to keep the ball out of Wilt's hands. And yeah, they just like kind of decided they were going to do this at halftime. They're like, this is, it was almost like they were so bored.
Yeah. they're like, what do we do?
Let's just like do something. This would be fun.
What you see as boredom, I see as hateration. Yeah. They were like, I'll be damned if Wilt Chamberlain scores 100 points on me. It didn't work, but yeah, I like right. the spirit, because no one wants to be on the other side of a historic moment. This is Wilt Chamberlain. I have an example, that iconic lob from Dwayne Wade to LeBron James. You know what team they were playing when they did that?
No.
The Milwaukee Bucks. And so I have to be reminded every single year when people are like, oh, this is the greatest photo ever. It happened at Bradley's.
Like, what jerseys are those in the background? Just don't. It's AI, man.
Yeah. You were there. You're like, take out his legs. Take it. Yeah. I was saying the Warriors were kind of doing it out. Like, they were like, man, Will Scott 40 something, which isn't unheard of. What if, like, he scored 100? That'd be something. And it was like a huge deal. It did, like, he was on the Ed Sullivan or one of those old guy shows like the next night. It was like a big deal for basketball. Like, they started, it helped. I think NBC was thinking about canceling their contract, and they were like, well, this is something. Like, there's an actual star. He was only in his third year. Also, just a blend of like how impressive it is with how long ago it was. The starting center for the Knicks was out with, quote, influenza. That was widely suspected to be a hangover.
I love that kind of cover. He's out with influenza. Yeah. Sorry. Not tonight. Yeah. Not tonight.
Out with the old madman flu.
Yeah.
But anyways, he played in every minute of 79 out of 80 games that season. Every minute. So I don't know. That's why
they don't make them like they used to, huh?
Hey, am I right?
That's just wild. Yeah.
Looking at you, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Hey, if Wilt did it, man, what's your excuse? This man was 79 games without the help of modern medicine.
But I just wanted to put it in perspective how impressive we've done is.
It is like Wilt's 100-point game.
Really, if there was a podcast, the equivalent in many ways. Historians are saying
we will be honored at halftime at the All-Star game. I know they're bringing us on the court, and a 3D holographic Wilt Chamberlain will be giving us an award to say, "Fellas, you did something even I couldn't dream of. Congrats on 100." Let's see. Anyway, sorry to spoil it, but look out for it.
What's everybody most excited about All-Star weekend? I mean, I'm excited about the glass court, the LED glass court.
I'm curious to see how that works. It's going to look like a video game.
That's what is wild to me.
Truly.
I feel the same exact way. I'm looking very much to this LED court and not much else. maybe Steph Curry. I will be excited about Steph and Sabrina if Steph takes it seriously.
Right.
Do not take it lightly on her. Treat her like a competitor. We want equality. Treat her like you would anyone
else. She can shoot too. Because that's the thing. If he messes around, she's going to come to play. I was watching her record-breaking performance in the All-Star game for the WNBA, and I was like, what's out? But it's funny. You're talking about the dunk contest because we're like, okay, who's in the dunk contest? We got Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. We got Jacob Toppin, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and returning champion Mac McClung of the Osceola Magic. And I was like, wait, this... I'm like, he's in the G League? And then, you know, I didn't realize that he was going between, like, the G League last year when he won. But it's wild. Just, like, looking at this lineup, my first thing was like, look, I went to UCLA. I'm a big Jaime Jaquez fan. And I'm like, Jaime, what are you doing there? And then...
His game does not suggest I want to see this man in the dunk contest.
No. However, who put us on? Was that Jabari? Was that you, Jack?
That was me. I'd heard tell of a high school dunk contest with him and Drake London, NBA or NFL player Drake London.
And the dunks that Jaime Jaquez is hitting are, I didn't realize, I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, sir, you almost hit your face on the rim multiple times while jumping over people. And I'm like, okay, so he might reveal a new dimension to people in the league. So there's something there. And then I was like, with Jacob Toppin, I'm like, I'm again not familiar with his dunking prowess. I know his brother, you know, was in the dunk contest.
He's a legacy admission that it's but nobody's actually seen him dunk, but just based on, you know, his work and his family's legacy, they're gonna let him give it a try.
For a second, I thought Obi Toppin was his real name was Jacob, and he was going by OB at the end of Jacob to be Obi Toppin. And I was like, oh, no. Okay.
Jacoby.
Yeah.
I mean, Brown and Jaquez are two of the better players to have been in the dunk contest. So, I mean, if they can bring something, that would be pretty, pretty exciting.
I have a feeling this will probably be like a very underrated dunk contest because, like I said, I was like, the second I saw Jaime Jaquez, I'm like, that's not Jaime Jaquez's game. And then you're like, watch him in high school. And I'm like, oh, this kid just wanted to, like, he was throwing his body at the rim with reckless abandon. And I'm like, okay, if that kid shows up, then we're going to see something interesting. Because he was...
There's one dunk where he jumps over somebody, windmills, loses the ball. I think he's, like, still growing and his hand isn't big enough. Loses the ball and still, like, dunks it with his, the inside of his elbow because he's up so high. It's pretty wild.
Almost, like, shatters his orbital, like his cheekbone on the rim. But yeah, I think it's gonna be something. I mean, I think you think Tyrese Halliburton will put on a show for the home fans over there?
Yeah, I mean,
he's been looking spicy. He's been giving his little highlights more and more these last couple of weeks. And I'm like, oh, well, let's see. Because throw it off the glass to himself recently?
Yeah, he threw it off the glass, caught it.
That was
instead of
wild.
Like everyone else dunking the ball because he's like. Premier point guard at this point. He's like, no, I'm going to get an assist out of this thing.
Corner three.
Out for a three-pointer.
Yeah.
Wide open corner three.
I mean, it kind of messes, you kind of break the matrix because you're like, oh, he went off the glass, usually to yourself to finish, but he's like, watch me break the form, dish it out to the corner.
Yeah, we can, and I can be honest, I don't know about you all, like, it's impressive, but it's the most swaggerless self-alley-oop I've ever seen in my life. Like, you throw it off the backboard, I don't want you to then pass the ball. The whole point is to dunk the ball. If Tracy McGrady passed the ball away, if Kobe passed the ball away, we would not be talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Finish it. Like, you're like 6'4", I imagine. Like, dunk the ball. You got it.
Yeah.
Although, I kind of like, because we've been seeing off the backboard as like a move, like, this just being a casual move to like get your dribble back essentially is interesting to me. Like, what if this is just a new dimension in the game that people are opening up that it's like, yeah, no, I'm just going to throw it off the backboard to get, you know,
right.
For like, it's not that big a deal to throw it off the backboard.
Right. I feel like players like Chet and Wemby could probably exploit that very well for themselves.
Yeah.
And it starts becoming a thing that you start watching like kids in like a under 12 year old league start doing because they're like, well,
it's like a new dimension of feeding somebody inside is you just like throw it off the backboard to them, just like a wall ball pass. Yeah,
who emerges victorious between East and West, Martenzi?
I'm gonna go Oh, they won't have Embiid. I'll go West. I think with with no Embiid, and honestly, I don't know why Dame is starting. So yeah, I'll go with the West.
Yeah. Okay.
Two Bucks in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, right? Yeah.
I know. And me watching it, I'm like, wow, Malik Beasley is playing in the 3-point contest. I was just watching that young man last year, and it was not the same.
This is a but very nice Indianapolis like all-star game where you got a bunch of Bucks players running around here. It's in Indianapolis. There will be no Joel Embiid. It's lacking some, it's not lacking in star power, but you know what I mean? But it's very Hoosier-esque. All-star game, but yeah, I got the West. Like LeBron and Steph Curry seem to take this seriously,
right?
And so, well, LeBron when he plays the entire game, but so yeah, I see more so the West than the East.
Yeah,
I think too.
Oh yeah, when you're also like you're like Steph is on the bench, like yeah. I like what I see coming off that bench too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Steph had, by the way, great game winner. Just unbelievable.
That was against Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Booker or someone after? He's like, we should have known. You know, that's really on us. Like, there's nothing.
I mean, they did, though. They overplayed him. The pass was, like, wild that he caught. Like, it was, like, just kind of tossed out there. It was like a scramble for the ball. They, like, kind of threw a 50-50 ball up for grabs, and then he went and got it, and...
Yeah,
you know
how it happened is Bradley Beal went for the steal, which for any other player, sure, but with Steph Curry, you run the risk of him doing exactly what he did. Like, just man him up, like let him get the ball, and then like at least put a hand in his face. But you blew past him, and then this man again, it's the most acrobatic, crazy shot you ever seen in your life. But I don't want to leave it up to chance. Like, I'd rather guard him than try and make the steal.
Right,
which Bradley Beal did.
Yeah. And also, a lot of good memories, too. Seth playing for the Hornets in his dad's number 30 jersey. It was a very heartening time for the Curry family. So good to see it. Especially old heads like me when I was first being like, wow, Del Curry's kid is playing in the NBA, huh? That's something else. I remember Del Curry.
And now I feel old because, like, Kenya Martin's kid is in it. Like, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I was like, I remember when your daddy broke his leg.
All right, we should take a quick break. We'll be right back for the rapid-fire round of questioning. Right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And And we're back.
We're back.
And Martenzi, it is time to, you've entered the fastest round of questioning in NBA podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. Point blank.
Point blank.
So we're just gonna hit you up. Questions. Don't even think. Don't even, you know, it's just bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Is there smoke coming off of your screen? Because you're in the hot seat right now.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you understand what kind of danger.
I forgot that. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. We're cooking.
All right, Miles, you want to kick us off?
All right, this is fast. Here we go. Yeah, I'm going to go first. Martenzi, what is your favorite All-Star Weekend moment or game?
Favorite All-Star. Jason Richardson winning the dunk contest, I believe in like 2003, 2004. I don't remember which one. And that's just because that's the one that comes to mind quickly.
Wow.
That's the dunk contest that comes to mind.
It's the first thing that came to mind. You said
yeah.
Rapid Fire. That's the first one that came to mind.
Jason Richardson. What was it? I can't even like picture one of his dunks.
What's three?
His best I'm pretty sure he did a reverse East Bay.
Yeah,
can he catch into a reverse East Bay? I want to say I don't know which year it was, but I believe he did that.
He did a few, and yeah, he went through the legs. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
All right, what schoolyard game do you want to see added to the NBA All-Star Game, All-Star Weekend? Like Pro Bowl does dodgeball and you know tug of war and stuff
like
that. What do you think?
Any non-basketball?
Yeah,
any non-basketball game.
Oh yeah, no, thank you for this. Because this is a very Milwaukee thing. You guys might not know what it is. You ever heard of cans before?
Cans?
C-A-N-S.
No.
Huh.
So basically you take an 8-ounce soda can, smush it, and then you put it on a line, and the other person puts it on a line, and then you try to throw the basketball and hit it, and the winner who hits it the most wins. It's a very Milwaukee thing that we do. I'm not great at it, but it just shows precision and your ability to hit a target. But yeah, it's called cans. And
so you have like a smushed can on the line, and then you're kind of throwing a basketball like you're throwing like bags kind of thing.
Yeah, you're like 10, 15 feet apart. And so you're just trying to throw it and hit the can in front of your opponent. You just do that back
and forth. Whoa. I'm watching. There's like, I'm seeing full on cans tournaments photos here. Okay.
Real thing?
Okay.
Love that. Yeah, maybe we just leave it up to each individual all-star like city host to come up with what their local game is, the people, and just put $1,000 on it, and the players are going to be trying to kill each other to win it, you know.
Okay, Martenzi, greatest Bucks player ever and most underrated Bucks player according to your fandom, or just in general that people need to be regarding this person as the most underrated Bucks player.
Giannis is the greatest. Kareem obviously is the better player overall, but most of that was with the Lakers, so I'll go with Giannis for that. The most underrated, Mo Williams. Surprisingly underrated enough, he carried that team that was supposedly Micah Reds after Ray Allen left. So I would say Mo Williams.
Okay.
Mo Williams.
But I got some more. Day, Darvin Ham. You know, whatever.
Okay.
Darvin Ham. Yeah, we know him.
I heard him.
you heard what?
I heard of him.
Yeah. Martenzi Johnson.
We heard of him. We know him. He's the guy who broke the backboard back at college.
The backboard for Texas Tech.
And then didn't hear anything after that.
Well, Martenzi Johnson, what a pleasure having you. You've got a profile on Notre Dame's Hannah Hidalgo coming up, Wizards rookie Bilal Coulibaly coming up for Anscape. Where else can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, so Anscape.com for my written content of what you just mentioned. On Twitter, I don't call it X. 103 Johnson, and then on Instagram, my first name Martenzi, MartenzieJ.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Miles, how about you?
You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter, because in this house we believe it is called Twitter and not X. And you can also follow hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES, for show links and updates. And even more, if you want to, you know, just stay up to date with the storied tale of this podcast, the one they say just couldn't keep going, and yet we do. Yet we persisted. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week, where we're definitely going to be talking about the All-Star Game. So until then, take care. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.